AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. A growing force of firefighters and equipment have moved into Los Angeles as another round of Santa Ana winds threatens to undo progress. It Donahue has a report.
The fear is embers could move to unburned territories miles downwind. The fires have killed at least 24 people. Thousands of homes have been destroyed.
Everything is decimated. The town is decimated.
In Pacific Palisades, Marjan Rajabi collected what she could salvage from her home in a small bag. That includes a lemon from her lemon tree.
I'm going to make lemonade out of this. I'm going to rebuild. We're going to be stronger as a community. We're going to be better. This is going to help us to be more united.
In all, four fires have consumed more than 62 square miles, an area larger than San Francisco. I'm Ed Donahue.
Ukraine's army says Russian forces appear to be bypassing a logistics hub in eastern Ukraine that they've been trying to capture for months, instead trying to cut supply lines. Pentagon Press Secretary Major General Pat Ryder.
Tactically, again, other than those incremental gains, what you're seeing strategically is that, again, Russia has not achieved any of its strategic objectives that it set for itself almost 3 years ago.
No deal yet, but mediators are reporting significant progress toward brokering a ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war. Joe Fetterman has details from Jerusalem.
The first phase would last roughly 6 weeks, and during that time, Hamas would release some of the 100 hostages it's holding in Gaza. In return, Israel would pull back troops from Palestinian population centers, allow displaced Palestinians to return to their homes, and also work with international partners to surge badly needed humanitarian aid into the territory. Now, the idea is that this initial phase would open the door toward talks on a final ceasefire agreement. That would mean a complete end to the fighting, a complete withdrawal of Israeli troops from the territory, and the final return of all remaining hostages, both alive and dead.
This is AP News. Sagar Magani now with the findings of a new study on dementia.
A New York University study showing a higher lifetime risk than previously thought. After turning 55, people have up to a 4 in 10 chance of eventually developing dementia if they live long enough.
It's not a guarantee that someone will develop dementia.
Dr. James Galvin, a University of Miami Alzheimer's expert not involved in the study, says there are things people can do to reduce the risk.
So you exercise more, you're more cognitively active, more mindful, eat a better diet.
The timing matters. The study's co-author says only 4% of people develop dementia between the ages of 55 and 75. The risk jumps 5 times by age 85. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Thank you, Sagar. And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.